Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight, and welcome to Girls Varsity Action, the home opener for the Warriors in their West Valley League schedule for 2018. The Warriors are hosting the Sheridan Spartans in this little 10-mile-apart rivalry here. Spartans soon to be a 2A school next year, and Warriors will be in a different league than what they've been in, so this is kind of the swan song season for the West Valley League. Next year, Warriors will be entering a different league with, along with Dayton and Yamhill Carlton, and picking up Salem Academy and Blanchett and Sio, and it's going to be a really tough league. But this year is this year, and we've got a West Valley League scheduled to play, and that started on Wednesday. League action down at Sandingham Christian, where the Warrior girls knocked off the Sandingham Christian Eagles 37-25 in a what ended up being a tougher and closer game than I know Reg would have liked to have seen. And that's been his frustration with the girls so far this year, has been their inconsistency within games. Invariably, in each game, what we're seeing is streaks of very, very positive and productive basketball on both ends of the floor, and then streaks that are just driving coaches nuts of inconsistency and bad decision making, turnovers, and missing easy shots, and so the Warriors really looking to put together a full game of consistent basketball on both ends of the floor. So we will see if they can put that together tonight. They did not do that against Sandingham Christian. They were able to get a win. Started out that game on an 8-0 run, all eight of those points by Malin Williams on a couple of threes and a two, and then, you know, kind of the epitome of their season. You know, Malin starts off hot and then really only took about two shots the rest of the game, didn't score. Warriors let them back into the game after scoring the first 8 points, gave up the next seven, and then it was kind of a tight game all the way until the fourth quarter, where the Warriors were able to put a little bit of distance between the Eagles and themselves. And that's not an Eagles team the Warriors should have really struggled with. And so nothing taken for granted here for this Warrior group of girls. They have talent. They don't have a lot of size. They have some excellent guard play. But the outside shooting is kind of the bugaboo that occasionally it's really good, and other times it just kind of goes in the tank. And got a chance to talk with some of the girls before the game tonight, especially Keely Graham and Morgan Croxford. And Morgan came up to me and just said, "Hey, you know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to take care of the basketball, play with my head up," because I give her a bad time about that. She gets a little careless sometimes with the basketball. She gets a little aggressive and kind of picking and choosing her spots to make those passes and knowing who's on the receiving end of that and whether or not it's worth the risk-reward, depending on the situation in the game. Something that Morgan can struggle with at times, but, boy, dynamic as they come with the ball in her hands. And making her teammates better around her. And so I know her goal is to just not turn that ball over, take care of it, good shot selection, make good decisions running this team. Keely, on the other hand, just was not herself Wednesday night. And I don't know what was bugging her, but, you know, I asked her after the game, you know, if something was wrong, and she just kind of blew me off a little bit, kind of, "Nope, I'm fine." And that was the end of that conversation. But I wasn't the only person that noticed. Reg noticed also, and he asked me about it, if I noticed it. And so Keely saw me before the game tonight, and she said, "Hey, I'm all better." And so she said, "I feel better, and I'm good to go." And so she knew she wasn't herself on Wednesday, and it showed on, especially on both ends of the floor, but on the offensive end, she just couldn't find any kind of offensive rhythm at all, and just a little out of sorts. And defensively, she got beat on some drives that just never happened. And so good to know that she's feeling better and looking for a much better performance out of her tonight. Hey, back in the starting lineup for the Warriors first time since her sprained ankle is Alyssa Plummer. She got some playing time down there at Sandingham Christian. That was good to see. Kind of got her legs back underneath her after a couple weeks out with a sprained ankle. She's back in the starting lineup tonight, so the Warriors will get back to their normal starting lineup of Keely, Hannah Hatch, Alyssa Plummer, Malin Williams, and Morgan Croxford. And for Sheridan, their starting lineup will be Ronnie Van Zant, a 5'6 senior guard. Cassidy Ellis, a 5'8 senior guard. Emily Elwood, a 5'7 junior post. Mariah Williams, a 5'7 senior wing. And Olivia Polk, a 5'10 senior post. And so what you see there is four seniors and a junior, a pretty experienced team, but ranked just 30th in the state with a 4-7 record coming in. We're going to take a quick break now as they get the national anthem and the starting lineup set up. We'll be right back with the tip-off of this West Valley League home opener for your Amity Warriors. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in a moment.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling, since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling, since 1964, you get quality because we care.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome back, Warrior fans, here for the home opener in the West Valley League. Action for your Amity Warriors. They're being introduced right now and taking on the Sheridan Spartans tonight. Sheridan coming into this with a 4-7 record, the Warriors with an 8-4 record. Sheridan 1-0 in league, having defeated Taft 45-25 last on the Wednesday. They have wins also against Jefferson High School, Jervis, and Nestucca. They've also played and lost to Oregon Episcopal, Clatskanie, Crestwell, Colton, Coquille, and Cascade Christian. They also have a forfeit loss to Neocani. Not sure what happened there. So the player to watch generally here for Sheridan is going to be Ronnie Van Zandt, the 5'6 senior guard. Van Zandt will be probably the best athlete along with Keely Graham on the floor. Van Zandt is an all-state track athlete, just outstanding in the hurdles and sprints, very dynamic athlete. Basketball is not her best sport, track and field is. However, she is a force to be reckoned with on the basketball floor just because of her athleticism. She can make some plays and change the game around, much like Keely Graham can for the Warriors. So Van Zandt will be the fastest player on the floor end-to-end. And that's not to slight any other athlete on the floor. She simply is a star when it comes to sprinter speed. All right, Warriors ready to go. Back to their normal starting lineup with Alyssa Plummer back in the lineup tonight. So that's good news after missing a couple of weeks with a sprained ankle and then getting a few minutes of action against Santiam Christian, coming off the bench there and kind of getting her sea legs back, if you will, wearing a brace on that left ankle. Jumping up for the Warriors will be Croxford against Polk. Polk, 5'10 senior, and she wins the tap quite easily. And the ball in the hands of Ellis as she gets things started. Swings it left side to Williams. Williams looks down to Polk, back out to Ellis. Now they swing it around. Williams takes a three left angle. That one's short. And the loose ball rebound picked up by Croxford as Graham tipped, or Hatch tipped it loose. Plummer ahead on the left side with it. Pulls up. 18-footer. Looks good. Little short. And Polk with the rebound taken away by Plummer inside. Plummer, loose ball on the floor, though can't hang on to it. It gets kicked out, though, to Hatch. Hatch resets over to Croxford, and Croxford with the ball. Croxford swings it to Williams. Williams back to Croxford on top. Now to Williams. They play a little catch out front now. Swing it to Graham on the left angle. Graham down in the corner to Plummer. Looks at the three but goes back to Graham instead. Keeley high post to Croxford and then she backs it out. Little 1-2-2 zone here from Sheridan. That's what it looks like. Plummer will take a three from the left corner. Misses, chases down her own rebound, and throws it off of Elwood and out of bounds. Elwood took that in the face. And I don't know if she's okay or not. She's still, she wears glasses and took that ball right off the front of her glasses, I think. She's trying to tell the official she's okay. She gets her glasses back on, wipes her eyes, and she's ready to go. Still blinking the tears out of the eyes. I think she took out right off the nose and the glasses there. Graham, left corner with it. Out to Williams. Back in the corner to Croxford. Croxford will take the three. And we've got a foul, I think, as Elwood tries to go through the Graham screen. Graham was freeing up Croxford in the corner there. See if that's who they call it on. It is on Elwood. First foul of the game. 1 minute gone here in the first quarter. 0-0 game. Croxford will inbound left side of the key on the baseline. Morgan triggering it in, goes out top to Graham. Graham looks at the three, doesn't take it, goes to Plummer on the right wing, down in the corner. Hatch with the long two, bounces around, won't stay in. Elwood with the rebound, gets it to Van Zandt, and Van Zandt fouled by Graham. Graham not happy with herself there, reaching in on the quicker Van Zandt. First foul of the game on the Warriors. 6:51 to go, first quarter, no score here. Early in this first league game of the year at home for the Warriors. Elwood will inbound when they're ready. Here we go now. Ellis with it. She runs the point. Warriors in a 1-3-1. Bounce pass to Polk in the high post. Back out to Williams. Swings it out to Van Zandt. Back to, no, knocked down by Graham. Van Zandt gets it back. Drives down the right side with it, and she stepped out of bounds. Nice job by Plummer to come over and help Graham on that and forces Ellis to the sideline, and she stepped out of bounds. Warrior basketball, first turnover of the game for the Spartans. Graham pushes it ahead to Williams by the Warrior head, back to Graham. Graham top of the key extended with it, looks left over to Plummer now. Plummer starts to drive, picks up her dribble against that quick defense there of Van Zandt. Back out to Graham, now to Plummer. They play a little catch on this left side here. Graham with it, penetrates the zone, leaves it for Croxford. Back down to Graham on the baseline, lays it up and scoops it up. Misses that one. Polk with the rebound. Polk hands it off to Ellis. Ellis ahead to Van Zandt on the right side. Van Zandt pushes up past Plummer. Now puts the brakes on as Alyssa gets back. Out on top to Ellis. Ellis against this 1-3-1 zone. Swings it over to Williams. They play catch out top. Ellis down in the right corner to Van Zandt. Van Zandt not a shooter traditionally unless she's changed that. There's Graham with a steal. Took it right away from Polk. As she tried to get it to Ellis, Graham takes it and lays it up and in. Keely Graham with the first 2 points of the game for either team. And Warriors out on top now. There's a pass ahead down the left side to Williams. Overhead, head, and out of bounds into the cheerleaders of the Warriors down underneath the shot clock or the score clock there. Warriors get the ball on the turnover. A little pressure there, forcing a tough pass from Ellis to Williams. And it went out of bounds. Warriors against a little pressure here. And Croxford's pass tip. Polk picks it up, pushes it ahead to Ellis, out to Williams. Williams takes a three from the left side, and it's good. Turnover leads to a three-pointer going the other way, and the Warriors are down 3-2. There's a pass ahead to Hatch. They break that press. Hatch lays it up and rolls it in. Nice pass ahead by Croxford there to get the assist, and Hatch with the basket, 4-3 Warriors. Warriors a little pressure now. Van Zandt beats it, gets inside. Her shot blocked by Williams. Malin with the block, gets it to Croxford. Croxford surveys the court. Slows it down as she crosses half court. Now throws it down to Hatch down low. Can't save it. Van Zandt with a steal. Hatch kind of tiptoeing the baseline there and couldn't hang on to that pass. There's a pass ahead to Ellis. Ellis kicks it back out to Williams. Just hit a three a second ago. Back goes down to the left corner. Ellis back out to Williams. Swings it to Polk in the high post. Takes a 15-footer from there. No good. Van Zandt with the rebound. Croxford with a block. And the ball knocked away and stolen by Polk. Croxford was looking up the floor, and Polk reached in and tipped it away. Williams with a left angle three, banks it in. Well, we'll let her have that shot. If she's going to bank those in, probably not going to make a lot of those. 6-4 Sheridan early. Graham beats the pressure to Hatch. Hatch takes it in, lays it up and in. Hannah Hatch had that ball go off her hands, chased it down, laid it in, and it's 6-6. We've got a official's timeout on the floor as Polk stops to tie her shoelaces. 5:32 left to go in the first quarter. Clock is still running, but shouldn't be. 6-6 here midway through the first quarter, not even that yet. Van Zandt breaks the pressure, up on the right side out to Ellis. Ellis on top, swings it to Williams, left angle. She has all six of the points. She'll take a 23-footer this time. She hits that one. That one she didn't bank in. So they're going to have to change their defense a little bit. Mariah Williams, three out of three from three-point range. There's a great pass ahead. Croxford to Plummer to Hatch, and they break the pressure again, and it's 9-8 Sheridan. So Sheridan's going to have to get out of this press. It's led to three fast break lay-ins for the Warriors and only one turnover. Van Zant with it by the Warrior head here in front of the Warriors bench. Spartans going left to right in front of me. Ellis, top of the key with it, goes down in the corner. Van Zant drives and picks up the blocking foul on Croxford. Van Zant, predominantly a right-handed dribbler, and so you got to jump on that right hand. If you don't, with her quickness, she's going to get past you in a hurry. Second team foul, first one on Croxford. There's an inbound shot missed by Elwood. Rebound put back up and in by Ellis, I believe, in traffic down there, and it's 11-8 in favor of Sheridan. High scoring first quarter here. Graham breaking the pressure, goes in the corner to Hatch. Hatch, 18-footer, won't go. Inside, Graham with the rebound, puts it up and in. All five of her. Keely Graham gets the basket on the putback. She's got four, and the Warriors are back within one, 11-10. Van Zant drives in, steps through the... splits the double team there and lays it up and in for her first 2 points of the game. Croxford making sure she didn't pick up a foul there. Graham with it. Fast-paced action here and high scoring for both teams here early. Malin Williams out top, deep three. No good there from about 23 feet. Van Zant with a long rebound by the top of the key, and she pushes it up the right side. Now she slows it, sets it to Ellis out top. Ellis swings it to Williams. Williams fakes a 25-footer. Backing out a little farther. Goes to Ellis. Ellis, 19-footer. Knocks it down. Cassidy Ellis with 4 points. It's 15-10. Croxford breaks the pressure to Plummer. Leaves it for Graham. Graham will take a three from the left corner. No good. Rebound Ellis. Ellis, Hatch cuts her off. And then Graham picks her up at half court. Ellis works the left side. Picks up her dribble. Goes down to Polk in the high post. Back out on top. Graham's going to get a steal on this one and take it in for the lay-in. Keely finishes that basket off. She's got six, and it's 15-12. Keely gets the tip away on the inbounds pass. Definitely back to herself in terms of her energy level tonight. 15-12, Sheridan out on top early here with some hot shooting by Mariah Williams. She's got 3 three-pointers. Polk gets it to Van Zant, top of the key. She'll slow it down. Van Zant throws it on the right side. Williams gets it down low to Elwood. Her shot blocked by Williams. Polk gets it back. She misses, gets it back again, and lays it up and in. There was no help defense on that other side to box her out. And Polk has her first two of the game. 17-12. Right corner two for Hatch. Bounces around, won't stay. Rebound inside there by Ellis. She's trapped down on the baseline, loses it out of bounds. Should be Warrior basketball. Oh, they're going to say it went off of one of the Warriors. So it'll be retained by Sheridan. Warriors don't argue, so somebody must have got a poke in there that I didn't see. Ellis with it. Warriors in full court man now as Hatch dogs Ellis. Ellis to Williams. Williams starts to drive with the left hand, backs it out, goes high post to Polk. Polk turns, throws it up off the glass. No good. Williams with the rebound inside for the Warriors to Croxford. Croxford ahead to Graham on the left side. Now down in the corner to Hatch. Hatch, 16-footer, hits the side of the backboard on that one. Van Zant with the long rebound. She pushes out in the open court and takes it all the way in. Misses. Graham tips it, and Croxford comes out of there with a loose ball rebound. 2 minutes and change to go here in the first quarter. Warriors down 5, 17-12. Croxford out on top, swings it, tipped out of bounds by Van Zant. She read that pass, cut off the passing lane, and tipped it away. Graham inbounds to Croxford. Croxford might take this three here if they give it to her. She thinks about it. Now she takes it. Looks good, just a little short, and the ball tipped out of bounds by Williams of the Spartans. Warrior basketball, right side of the key on the baseline. Keely Graham will trigger this in as the Warriors stack it up along the right side of the key. She gets it into Williams. Williams fakes the three, puts it on the floor. Now to down in the corner to Graham. Graham works off a little Plummer screen, goes back to Alyssa. Bad pass, she gets it back. Goes baseline to Croxford, and she backs it out. Croxford to Williams, top of the key, three-pointers, little short. No, it's good! It looks short from my angle. Malin Williams hits it, and it's 17-15. Good to see her knock one down, and there's a reach-in foul on Hatch. It's going to be the third team foul on the Warriors. First one on Hatch. Hatch, Croxford, and Graham all with one foul. Bob Bennett coaching the girls. Longtime athletic director in Sheridan. Brene Husky and Kaya Rosenbaum coming into the game. And they're going to get Hatch and Croxford. So Croxford gets an early breather here. Warriors go a little bit bigger inside with Rosenbaum. 1:43 left to go. Warriors down two here in the first quarter, 17-15. Van Zandt now running the point. Graham on her. Pushes right. Graham cuts her off. Blocks her shot. Should be a jump ball. It is. Keely Graham with the block causing the jump. And the Warriors will take the ball out of bounds on the alternating possession. What a play by Keely Graham, avoiding the second foul, getting the block. Keely definitely back on her game tonight. Graham with it, calls out the play from the top of the key with Croxford on the bench. Graham runs the point. Tries to go down low, picked off by Van Zandt. There was nothing there. Van Zandt penetrates in, steps through, lays it up, misses the shot. Malin Williams with the rebound. Gets it to Graham. Graham pushing hard up the right side. Slows down by the Warrior head. Crosses over on Ellis. Gets past her. Now backs it out. Top of the key. Williams, three-pointer. That one a little bit long and left. Kaya Rosenbaum. Kaya with it inside. Bounce pass out to Plummer. Plummer, 15-footer, no good. Graham with the rebound. Steps through. Lays it up and in. Keely Graham gave a little up fake and then took it up and under and laid it in. 45 seconds left to go. Tie game, 17-17 in the first quarter. Keely Graham with 8 points here in the first. I think that's what she had down at SC for the whole game. Williams, left corner three, no good. Long rebound, out of bounds as Plummer boxes out Williams so she can't get to it. Warrior basketball, 31 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Keely brings it up, pushes it hard ahead to Husky. Husky back to Graham. Graham surveying the court, flips it over to Williams. Maylin back to Keely. Keely will take a 22-footer top of the key. No good. Inside position. Knocked away, though. And Van Zandt comes out of there with it. Van Zandt in the open floor. Steps through with the left hand and lays it up and in. That was pretty. Ronnie Van Zandt with 4 points here. And they go back up on top, 19-17. Graham penetrates in. Bounce pass to Kaya Rosenbaum. Lays it up and in. What a pass from Graham to Rosenbaum. And after one quarter, the Warriors and the Spartans all knotted up at 19 in this very high-scoring girls basketball action here in the West Valley League matchup. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KOIC. We'll be back with the second quarter.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Start of the second quarter here. Warriors and the Sheridan Spartans all tied up at 19 in this girls' West Valley League action. High-scoring first quarter. There weren't this many points scored in the whole first half down at Santiam Christian on Wednesday. What an outstanding job by both teams offensively, shooting the ball well. There's Graham with a steal on the inbounds, and she lays it up and in, and Keely Graham with 10 points in the first half, and the Warriors have their first lead since the opening basket, 21-19. Van Zandt, Graham on her. Keely already with at least three steals here in the game. There's a steal by Hatch. Hatch pushing past. Van Zandt gets back on her, throws it to Graham. Graham lays it up. Her shot blocked by Ellis coming across, and the ball knocked away. It's kicked. Should be Warrior basketball. Healy got her shot blocked. That was a nice block by Ellis. Got off the ground nicely to block that lay-in. Graham triggers it in out on top. Croxford, three-pointer. Good! Morgan Croxford with her first basket of the game. 24-19. Spartans struggle to get it in. Finally get in the hands of Van Zandt. Ronnie brings it up, crosses half court with it, swings it right side to Ellis. No subs yet for Sheridan. Williams takes a tough two, misses Croxford with the rebound. Croxford pushes up the right side, looking to gets some early action there, and there's nothing. Swings it over to Graham. Graham takes a 22-footer, right angle, no good. Keeley hasn't found that three-point range. Ellis with the rebound. Ellis ahead to Van Zandt. Graham gets back to pick her up. Van Zandt's played the whole game so far and doesn't even appear to be glowing with any sweat. She is a well-conditioned athlete. Of course, she hasn't had to run the floor quite as much as Graham, but pretty close. Van Zandt drives left, got away with the travel, takes it in. Graham fouled. Ooh, got a piece of it. Keely Graham thought she had the block, got a piece of Van Zandt's arm on it. That's Graham's second. I think that's going to get Keely a break here, and she needs one. She's played all 9.5 minutes so far of this game. Two fouls now for Keely, four team fouls for the Warriors. Plummer will check in after the first free throw by Van Zandt. Van Zandt rims it around and out. So Keeley gets a break. So it's Plummer, Husky, Hatch, Rosenbaum, and Croxford on the floor for the Warriors. 6:36 left to go here in the first half. Warriors up 24-19. Van Zandt with their second free throw. It is up and good. It rims that one in. 5 points for Van Zandt. Warriors lead cut to four. Plummer down in the corner to Husky. 16-footer air ball there. Elwood with the rebound. At the first sub of the game for Sheridan. To see who that is. Number 40, that's Guardiolo. Guardiola. I'll work on that name. Guardiola with it to Elwood. Elwood, foul line, right side, knocked away by Croxford. Elwood chases it down. Gets it back to Ellis. Really, Ellis and Van Zandt are the only ones they really want handling the ball. Maybe Williams a little bit. Guardiola pops out, gets it. Rosenbaum backs off of her. Rosenbaum, of course, from Sheridan. And then Guardiola throws it away as Rosenbaum closed out on her right when she wanted to make the pass, and it changed the passing angle just a little bit. Guardiola threw it out of bounds. Warriors basketball. Maylin Williams getting set to come back in here shortly, I think. She's moved to this end of the bench there and talked to Chrissy Worthington before she comes in. Husky with it on the left wing, back out to Croxford. Croxford and Husky play catch on the left side. Croxford with it now. Swings it cross court. Hatch, 15-footer, no good. Hannah Hatch not able to find the range tonight. She's got 6 points, but only on lay-ins, and has not been able to find her mid-range jump shot. Sheridan with the ball. Van Zandt backs out. Plummer on her. Out on top to Ellis. Ellis with it to Guardiola. Bounce pass to Van Zandt. She falls down, loses it. Elwood goes back. Croxford with a steal. Morgan's got several steals. Throws it ahead to Plummer. Plummer will take it in on Van Zandt. Lays it up. Misses that shot. And Elwood is stolen by Plummer after Elwood got the rebound. Out to Croxford. Down in the corner to Husky. Off her hands. Out of bounds. Took her eyes off it. Good pass by Croxford. Williams in. Rosenbaum out. Ty did a good job in there. And Reg letting her know as she comes out. 5:06 left to go. Second quarter. 24-20. Warriors up four. Ellis gets it in to Van Zandt. Van Zandt pushes up the middle of the floor. Picked up by Plummer at the top of the key. Ronnie will set it up here. Works his ball right over to Ellis. Ellis looking inside for a cutter. Guardiola cutting. Williams cuts her off, though, and nothing there. Out to Van Zandt now. Works the left side. Gets a little screen for Guardiola, and there's a foul by Plummer reaching in, challenging the shot of Van Zandt. And that's just Ronnie Van Zandt working hard, using the screen. Plummer getting a little off balance and then reaching in, picking up the foul. Van Zandt to the line to shoot two again. This one just catches the front of the rim way short. 4:45 remaining second quarter. 24-20 Warriors still. Nobody scored here in a couple of minutes. Van Zandt again at the line. Second one, long, rims it, no good. Croxford in traffic with the rebound. Battling Guardiola and Elwood. So a pair of misses by Van Zandt. She's one out of four. There's a bad pass by Croxford, picked off by Williams. Van Zandt with it now up the right side. Penetrates in deep, kicks it back out to Williams. Williams fakes the three, steps through, takes an 18-footer and buries it. Mariah Williams with 11 points in the game, leading all scorers. And they cut it. They gave her three on that. That should have been a two. Clearly, that wasn't a three. I'm going to give her two. And now they're talking about it. They're going to fix it because that was clearly a two. She stepped inside of the line. Plummer misses a corner two. Williams with the rebound. She's fouled as it goes back up. And they will get clarification here in just a moment. But it should have been a two. So Ron Huber having the official come over and clarifying that. The official checking on that and saying it was a two. I'm pretty sure that's what he's saying anyway. We'll see. Should be adjusting the score clock here. Still waiting to see if we've got an adjustment here. Hold on a second. I'll see what I can find out.
Ron, did he say that's a two or a three? Okay.
Ron is getting the score clock adjusted there, and we've got it right now. It's 24-22. Williams misses her first foul shot. Maylin with 3 points in the game so far. Husky out, and Kendra Knuth in for the first time tonight. 4:06 left to go in the first half. Williams, second one, long, and in traffic, Ellis comes out of there with it. So a pair of misses by Maylin Williams, who's normally a good foul shooter. Ellis with it, right in front of the Warriors bench, works her way back out towards the center circle, swings it to Guardiola. Guardiola bounce pass to Van Zant, behind her, stolen by Hatch. Hatch to Croxford, Croxford throws it way ahead to Knuth. Knuth steps into a 10-footer, no good, and Van Zant chases down the rebound in the corner. Van Zant pushes it up the floor hard, works her way down the left side, spins back into traffic, ball knocked away by Croxford, picked up by Knuth. Croxford with it. Van Zant, not a great ball handler, not a great shooter, but just a great athlete. Knuth, left corner, misses the 15-footer, ball out of bounds off of Sheridan, Warrior basketball. 3:22 left to go, second quarter. Warriors haven't scored in about 3 minutes of this game. Really, since Keely Graham went out, I don't think they've scored. Bounce pass from Williams, they get it down in the corner to Croxford. Back out to Knuth. Knuth, Croxford, right corner three. Looks good. That one's just a little bit long. Rimmed it in and out. Polk with a rebound. To Ellis. Ahead to Van Zant. She picks up her dribble. Throws it across court to Williams. Williams guarded by Hatch. Now to Ellis. Ellis out on top by the center circle. Fakes. Drives right. Goes into traffic. Blocked by Croxford. Came across to help Williams. Croxford gets the rebound, too, throws it ahead, and that was a careless throw by Morgan. Morgan really desperate to try to beat the Spartans getting back, and that time she airmailed that one-handed pass. About 3 feet over the head of Plummer down the right sideline. Warriors picking up full court man. Van Zant with it. She's the only one they didn't pick up. They pressured everybody else. Van Zant with it now. Plummer picks her up, top of the key extended. Van Zant to Williams. Williams steps through on Hatch, misses the jump shot. Ellis with the rebound on the left baseline. Ellis throws cross court. Plummer tips it to Croxford. She cannot save it. Nice try by Alyssa to save that ball back to Morgan, but just couldn't save it back quite far enough. Elwood back in. She gets Guardiola. It's been the only sub of the game so far for Sheridan. Everybody else has played every minute and every second of the first half. Elwood to inbound. Elwood looking for somebody. Gets it to Polk. Polk turns. Misses the short jumper. No rebound there for the Warriors. Comes out to Van Zant. She misses the three. Croxford with the rebound. Morgan pushes it up the right side. This time she doesn't push it too hard. Takes it all the way in. Her shot blocked. She saves it back in. Ellis steals. Ellis looking ahead. Gets it to Van Zant. Van Zant drives right. Falls down. Loses the ball out of bounds. Plummer giving ground the whole way. Nice job by Alyssa not to pick up the foul and keep the pressure on Van Zant. Van Zant just a little faster than her ball handling skills will allow her to keep up with. Coming up on the 2 minute mark here to go in the first half, 24-22. Williams to Plummer. Husky will come in at the next dead ball. Hatch, 18 footer, no good. Chases down her own rebound out on top. Polk on her. Swings it to Knuth. Knuth reaching on Van Zant. She thought she could get a steal in there. Knuth just a little too strong. Warriors again haven't scored. It was 24-19 about 4.5 minutes ago. And the Warriors have been shut out since then. Really haven't had a lot of good shots on goal. Williams with it. Maylin, bounce pass to Husky. Husky on the left wing, out on top to Croxford. Swings it to Williams. Williams fakes, drives, bounce pass down low to Knuth. Knuth stepping through traffic, loses it. They're going to get a blocking foul called on Elwood. Not sure about that call, but that'll be the fourth or fifth team foul here. Fourth team foul on Sheridan. Warriors have five. Second foul. I'm not sure who they... I think that should be on number 20. Not sure. It says 50 on the board. There is no 50 on the floor. They get it out to Knuth. Knuth drives into 18 feet, pulls up, bounces it around. No good. Ball loose, comes down by Van Zandt. Van Zandt pushes hard up the right side. Husky getting back, makes her step through, puts it up off the glass and in. Van Zandt ties this game up on a hard drive. 24-24. Under a minute and a half to go, second quarter. Rosenbaum, top of the key, ball knocked away and stolen by Van Zandt. She beats Husky to the other end of the floor and lays it up and in. Ronnie Van Zandt talked about her speed right there with the steal coming from behind on Rosenbaum. You got to be strong with that ball in the high post when you've got a ball-hawking guard like that. Williams, they're going to get a three in the key on Rosenbaum. You could see it. She went back and forth a couple of times but never got out of the key. 1 minute to go here in the first half. 26-24 in favor of Sheridan. Warriors were up 24-19, so a 7-0 run. Guardiola in, Elwood out. On the floor for the Warriors, Knuth, Williams, Hatch, Husky, and Rosenbaum. Keeley went out with her second foul at about the six-minute mark or so. The Warriors haven't scored since then. But with her two fouls, she's sitting the bench, and she's going to play in the third quarter. And we're going to have a foul, I think, on Hatch as Van Zandt was driving. 16 foul on the Warriors. 53 seconds left to go, first half. Not a timeout taken here. Well, both teams will have five timeouts, it looks like, going into the second half. Croxford's going to come back in. I think she's going to get Hatch. Hatch has two fouls. Reg doesn't want her to pick up a third one. Hannah hasn't been able to get that mid-range jumper going. She's had a lot of good looks tonight. She's missed five or six shots from out there. Spartan ball. They go down in the corner to Van Zandt. Van Zandt drives, kicks it back out. They swing it to Williams. Williams puts up a three from the left side, banks it, no good. Knuth battling Guardiola with the rebound. Back out to Williams, 22-footer, no good. Rosenbaum with the rebound to Croxford. 35 seconds to go, first half. Croxford playing under control, takes her time, backs down. Rosenbaum kind of got in her way there. Out to Williams. Williams steps through, goes to Husky. Long two. Good! Renee Husky knocks down the 19-footer. She had a foot on the line there. And the Warriors tie it back up. 15 seconds left to go in the first half. Van Zandt, top of the key. Croxford on her. Croxford tips it. Guardiola comes down with it. Back to Van Zandt, 5 seconds. Van Zandt drives hard with the right hand. Rosenbaum challenges the shot. Van Zandt gets it up and in just before the buzzer. Van Zandt with 11 points in the first half to tie Mariah Williams for high scoring lead for the Warriors. Graham with 10, Hatch 6. Williams and Croxford with 3 each. Husky and Rosenbaum with 2 each. All right. It's tied up after 1. After 2. Going into halftime, 28-26 in favor of the Sheridan Spartans. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. We've got 10 minutes on the clock. We'll be back in a few minutes. Get you set up for the second half. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Don't go anywhere. Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here of this West Valley League showdown between your Amity Warrior girls and the Sheridan Spartans. 28-26 Sheridan at halftime. Tonight up at 19 after 1, it was all offense in the first quarter, and a little bit of foul trouble led to Coach McShane putting Keely Graham on the bench. And when Keely went to the bench, the offense only scored 2 more points the rest of the way. That was on a Brene Husky jump shot from the right corner inside of the last minute, and they went about 5 minutes of not scoring there. Just makes such a huge difference when she's not on the floor. So many good things happen on both ends of the floor when Keeley's in the game. And when she and Morgan are both in there, that's when the Warriors really, really thrive offensively. That's when they're at their best. So both of them will be back out there. Keeley does have two fouls. Hannah Hatch picked up two fouls also in the first half, so that's the extent of the foul trouble for the Warriors. They had 16 fouls. For Sheridan, they had 14 fouls. I believe Elwood had two fouls for them, and that was it. The Warriors are going to need to come out and do a better job on Van Zandt and a better job on Williams. Those are the only two players that hurt them in the first half. Both of them had 11 points. Van Zandt does it with the drives, defense sometimes turning it into offense, but even in the half court, putting the ball on the floor, getting past her defender, she goes right. You got to play hard on that right hand, sit on it a little bit, and show her left, and then you got to have some help defense coming over if she puts it on the floor and goes aggressive. Secondly, you got to get out on Mariah Williams. Williams hit 3 three-pointers in the first half. She was 3 out of 5 from three-point range, and hitting her first three and hit a stepped inside once for a two-pointer. But Williams really hurt the Warriors there early, and Van Zandt hurt them late in the first half. For the Warriors, Keely Graham had 10 points, but really only one outside shot, two outside shots, went down the entire first half. We'll make it three. Croxford and Williams both hit a three-pointer in early in the game, and then Brene Husky hit the outside shot. So three outside field goals. Everything else was right at the rim that the Warriors were able to convert on. It wasn't that they didn't have good looks. Hannah Hatch, Alyssa Plummer, Maylin Williams, Morgan Croxford, and Keely Graham all with multiple good looks. Kendra Knuth also with multiple good looks, both from three-point range and from that 15 to 17-foot range. So the Warriors getting shots they want, but failing to convert on a very high percentage of them from the field when you take away the lay-ins. So Warriors need to do a better job on that in the second half, clean that up a little bit. Defensively, got to take care of Williams and Van Zandt. If they do that, they should be able to pull this game out. But, you know, when you give a team confidence, you let them think that they can win, sometimes they start to play at a higher level than what they even thought they could play at. All right, Warriors will have the ball to start the third quarter. 8 minutes back on the clock, and we're ready to roll. Get my glasses on there so I can see the numbers better. Though both of these teams have pretty easy numbers to read, not like Taft High School. Warriors with the ball. Graham, Croxford, Williams, Plummer, and Hatch on the floor. Hatch looks inside to Croxford. Croxford turns, lays it up, and in! She was triple-teamed in there. That was not a good decision to pass through the ball, but it didn't matter as Croxford turned and got control of that and scored anyway. Ellis brings it up, tie game, early in the third. Ellis, Hatch all over, kicks it out to Van Zandt. Van Zandt hits a popping out. Elwood now down to Williams on the left side. Williams lobs it inside to Ellis. She turns, throws up an awkward right-handed hook, misses that. Williams battling for it, and she is tied up. That'll be Sheridan basketball on the alternating possession. 28-28. Spartans basketball. Williams in the corner, gets it out to Ellis, back down in the corner to Van Zandt. Van Zandt traveled, got away with it, takes it in hard, misses the jumper, gets it back, puts it up again, misses again. I think Croxford got a piece of that. She comes out of there with the rebound. Looking ahead, finds Plummer. Plummer steps through, misses the lay-in. She was right in front of the rim. She tried to bring it out to the right side and just laid it up off the glass. Didn't catch rim at all. Great pass by Croxford. Plummer did not give herself a good angle to shoot that ball at all. Williams puts up a three at the other end. No good. Maylin Williams with the rebound inside. Ball stolen by Paulk as she tries to get it out to Croxford. To Van Zandt. Van Zandt drives, lays it up, leaves it short. Williams with the rebound to Croxford. Croxford throws it ahead to Graham. Graham, top of the key. Bounce pass to Plummer. Plummer, her shot blocked by Williams. Knocks Plummer to the floor, but that was all ball. Good defense there by Mariah Williams to block that shot. No, they're going to call a foul on it. Oh, my goodness. I did not hear the whistle on the foul. And then I see the official coming over here and saying it's two shots, so Plummer will go to the line. I really thought that one looked clean. Looked like a really good block from here. Plummer makes the first, her first point of the game. 6:31 left to go, third quarter. Plummer's second one. up and short. Ball bounces around. Paul comes down with it. So Plummer, one out of two from the foul line. Hatch knocks it away. Williams gets it back. Williams, Plummer on her, hits Ellis. Ellis, guarded by Hatch, throws it to Van Zandt on the left wing. Graham has her in this man-to-man defense to Paulk. Paulk, 17-footer, no good. Van Zandt gets the rebound over the top of Graham, out to Williams. Williams hits the three. Nobody got out of Mariah Williams. Graham with it on the right wing. Graham swings it to Williams. Maylin back to Keeley. Keeley starts to drive, backs it out. A couple more dribbles. Now picks it up, flips it out to Maylin. Maylin back to Keeley. Down in the corner. Croxford for three. No good. Graham tips it to Hatch. Hatch to Williams. Back to Croxford. Williams down in the left corner. Graham, three-pointer from there. No good. Maylin Williams with the rebound. Takes it inside and banks it in. Maylin Williams with a little six-footer there, and she's got five in the game. Warriors start to press here, 31-31. They back off when Van Zandt gets it. Her speed, once she has the ball in her hands, you're not going to be able to stay with her. She carries it, gets away with it. Graham knocks it away and out of bounds. That's twice that there could have been a turnover called on Van Zandt. She had a travel that wasn't called when she picked up her pivot foot on her drive and then had a carry there that wasn't called. The officials letting some ball handling miscues be ignored. Sheridan with the ball, tied at 31. They go to Van Zandt. She crosses the lane, puts it up, scoops it up and under Croxford and in. Croxford went for the block. Van Zandt put it on the glass. She's got 13 in the game. Maylin and Croxford play catch out top. Maylin with it. Takes a deep three. No good. Plummer inside battling. Paulk gets the rebound. Van Zandt up the left side. Drives. Backs out on the left baseline now. Graham picks her up. Ronnie takes it out to the top of the key. Van Zandt to Paulk. Paulk. Croxford on her. Finds Elwood. Elwood to Ellis. Finds a cutting Van Zandt. Puts up the left-hand lay-in. No good. That was a little tougher shot. A little more awkward with the left hand. Williams gets it to Hatch. Hatch, 18-footer. Buries it from the left corner. That's what we're looking for from Hannah Hatch. That mid-range game is her bread and butter. She missed all of her shots in the first half. Makes her first one here. And there's a carry. They finally got Ellis on it. Nice defense by Plummer. And when Ellis turned, she kind of lost control of the ball. Got her hand underneath it. And it's a turnover. 33-33. All tied up here halfway through the third quarter. Croxford is cleaning up some sweat on the floor by laying down on it with her jersey and dragging her legs across it. They're going to call a timeout to get a here. 30-second timeout called by Sheridan. Coach Bennett needing a little break here. The official found that quite amusing. Morgan saw some moisture on the floor. Got down on all fours, then laid down on top of it and kind of drug herself forward across it to smear it and clean it up. Morgan's a real servant there. Doesn't mind getting down on the floor to clean up a mess. 33-33, halfway through the third quarter here. Ted, what I like about watching Van Zandt play is that she plays with a smile on her face. She's got an enthusiasm for playing sports. Just an intense competitor, but plays with joy, and you got to love that as a fan. Hard-nosed, aggressive, intense, but constantly there's a smile never too far from her face. Graham bounces it to Hatch on the right side, looking for cutters. Goes in the corner. Williams fakes the three. Out on top to Croxford. Goes to Graham down low. Graham misses the lay-in. Plummer gets it back. She throws it up over the top of the backboard. She thought she was going to get it high on the glass, and it just kept going up and up and up and over the top of the board. Never caught the glass on the way up. Sheridan working against man pressure here. Good screen by Elwood to free up Ellis. Picked up by Williams. Oh, Williams knocks it away. Ellis gets it back. Finds Elwood. And in the scramble, she misses the lay-in all by herself. Paulk with the rebound. And Hannah Hatch is down on the floor. I didn't know. Keeley Graham is on the floor. And she is in pain. Did not see what happened, but this is a bad sprained ankle. This is I have no idea where that happened or when it happened, but when you see a kid like Keely Graham pounding the floor, she's rolled it pretty good. Reg is just going to carry her off the floor here, but Keely's in a lot of pain, and she is one tough kid. I have no idea what happened there. It was away from the ball. And she just, I don't know if she just stepped on somebody's foot, but what happened there kind of in the chaos of a basketball game. But I'm not sure we're going to see Keely the rest of the night, which means the Warriors got their work really cut out for them now. 33-33. Sheridan ball, get it into Paulk. Paulk turns, off-balance shot, knocks it down. That's a little awkward-looking post shot. She just kind of holds the ball above her head, turns, and but she made the shot. So they go up 35-33. 3:20 left to go third quarter. Plummer down in the corner. Williams for three. They need that, and they get it! Maylin Williams hits a three-pointer. She has 8 in the game now, and that's her second three, and that's huge. If they can get her on track, that makes up for Keely not being in there in a lot of ways. Van Zandt on the right side. Plummer on her. Van Zandt backs it out. Throws it to Elwood, popping out on the left side. Her pass knocked away by Williams and stolen. Maylin in the open floor, takes it down on Elwood, draws contact. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Maylin Williams making that happen all on her own. Got the tip, knocked the ball away, got control of it, took it the length of the floor, knew she was going to get hit or get the lay-in, took it in strong, and is headed to the line to shoot two. Warriors are up one. Williams a chance to add to that. First one at the line by Maylin. Rattles around, doesn't stay in. 0 for 3 from the line tonight for Maylin Williams. I know she's frustrated by that. She has a good shooting stroke, good foul shooter. Second one, perfect. Into the game, number 22, that is Kylie McCarrigan. She replaces Elwood. Elwood gives them a little bit of size at 5'7". McCarrigan just 5'3 coming into the game, so they go a little smaller now. Van Zandt pushes up the right side. Plummer will pick her up, top of the key, forces her right. She kicks it out. McCarrigan and hits, comes in right away, and the 5'3" sophomore knocks down a 15-footer on the kickout, and the game is tied at 37. Williams, Croxford play catch out top. Croxford back to Williams. Now bounce pass to Husky. 18-footer. Bounces around, won't stay. Plummer battling off her hands and out of bounds. Reg has the tie off. He's got his work cut out for him tonight as a coach. Got to deal with Van Zandt and Williams out there. Anything else Sheridan gets is gravy. Those two will cause you some fits. Van Zandt with it. Throws it to Paulk out on top. Paulk, her pass knocked away. Stolen by Croxford. Good job by Husky to get the initial tip on that. Ahead to Hatch. Hatch takes it in on Van Zandt. There's a foul on Van Zandt going for the steal. Probably one of those that Van Zandt should have just let go. She was in pretty good position to challenge the shot without fouling. Her second personal foul. Fourth team foul on Sheridan. The Warriors don't have any this half. 37-30, or third team foul, excuse me. They changed that. Hatch hits the first one. Jenna Lopez into the game. Husky out. Renee goes out with 2 points. One out of two, her last two attempts anyway. Hatch again. Rattles a cage, won't stay down. Rebound by Williams. Hatch, one out of two from the line. She's got 9 in the game. 3 this half. Little drive. Hatch gets a steal. Hatch breaks out in the court, gets ahead of Williams, lays it up, misses the shot. Jenna Lopez with the rebound. Her shot blocked by Williams out of bounds. Hannah Hatch missing the breakaway lay-in there. A little frustrated look on her face, hands on her hips. She had that one uncontested. Warriors stack it up left side of the key. Croxford will trigger it in. Gets it to Williams. Williams, bounce pass over to Lopez, off her hands and out of bounds. Oh, that's a bad, bad call. Van Zandt never touched that ball. Or maybe she did touch it, but it definitely went off of Lopez and out of bounds. The official did not see that. Warriors get a break there. Williams, top of the key extended, swings it to Lopez. Down in the corner to Hatch. Hatch drives baseline. gets it out to Croxford. Nice job by Van Zandt to knock that away initially. Croxford goes baseline, misses the shot, ball's loose. Croxford chases down the rebound. Good nose for the ball there, of course, by Morgan. She spins baseline, gets in deep, had no shot whatsoever, was behind the backboard, but made sure she got contact from Polk as she brought her hands up to shoot, and she goes to the line. Polk with her first foul, fourth team foul on Sheridan. Croxford to the line to try to extend this one-point lead. She misses the foul shot. Well, if there's one thing that has characterized this team more than anything else so far this year, it's been missed foul shots. She'll have one more. She misses that one badly. So bad that they say it didn't touch the rim. So it's a violation. The ball goes out of bounds to Sheridan. So 1:23 left to go. Warriors still up 38-37. Van Zandt brings it up. Picks up her dribble. Plummer closes out. Goes right side to Ellis. Ellis looking for Van Zandt. Good job by Plummer to deny the ball. And that's a travel. Croxford challenged Polk's shot. Polk was in the air. Brought it back down. Landed. Gets the travel. So Morgan Croxford forcing the turnover there by flying at the shooter. Everybody got a laugh out of that. Polk was laughing about it. It's just one of those things that, you know, it's happened. Everybody who's ever played, there are just times you're going up for a shot. You had no idea that person was going to challenge a shot, and you just can't let go of the ball and get it rejected. So you bring it back down and get the travel. Lopez in the corner with it. Out on top to Plummer. Back to Lopez. To Plummer. Swings it left side to Williams now. Williams poked away by Van Zandt. Williams gets it back. Swings it to Lopez. Down in the right corner to Hatch. Back to Lopez. Underneath to Williams. Williams brings it out the right side and misses the shot. Polk with a rebound. Croxford knocks it away and out of bounds. Nice play by May Lynn. She called for that. Lopez found her. Williams brought it out the right side and missed the lay-in. Van Zandt with it. She turns, pushes up the floor, but Plummer's there to meet her, so Van Zandt slows down. 30 seconds and counting to go. Third quarter. 1-point Warrior lead. They were down one at halftime. Polk out in the high post. Gets it off the hands of McCarrigan and out of bounds. Williams got a tip on that, and then it hit McCarrigan's hands. McCarrigan didn't chase it down. I think she got poked in the eye by the ball in the nose, and she just gave up on the play. You got to fight through that if you're an athlete. It hurts, but you got to fight through it. Croxford with a deep three, air ball, and out of bounds. Morgan's range right out to the three-point line. When she steps out to about 22, 23 feet, that percentage gets real low real quick. But if she toes that line, she's pretty good. 8 seconds and counting. Van Zandt dribbles into traffic. Ball knocked away by Croxford and out of bounds. Sheridan fans begging for a call there, but that was a clean strip by Croxford. 2.8 seconds left to go. Sheridan, Polk will inbound it. Left side of the key on the baseline. They spread it out. Look for a cutter. They get it to Van Zandt. It's knocked away by Plummer and out of bounds. 1.8 seconds left to go. Elwood going to check into the game. Going to get McCarrigan out. 1.8 seconds to go. Third quarter. Sheridan basketball, right side of the key now. They go to Van Zandt, knocked away, stolen by Lopez, and that is the end of the third quarter, with Amity taking a 38-37 lead into the fourth quarter. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark coming to you from Amity High School, where the Warrior girls lead the Sheridan Spartans 38-37. As we start the fourth quarter, Keely Graham went out with a sprained ankle in that quarter, and she is still down at the end of the bench being tended to. I don't think she's coming back in this game. She went down hard and vociferously grabbing her ankle. Warriors just getting Plummer back from a sprained ankle and now look to lose Graham, hopefully not for too long of a period of time. But, you know, Keely's so athletic in the way she plays the game, so aggressive physically and with quickness. Having a sprained ankle is really a problem for her style of game. Warriors basketball to start the fourth. Hatch in the corner, dumps it inside to Rosenbaum. Too late. Rosenbaum gets it back. Bounce pass to Plummer. Out to Croxford. Swings it to Williams. Three and an offensive foul. Rosenbaum, I think, with the foul away from the ball. First team foul on the Warriors. First personal foul on Rosenbaum. Sheridan basketball. Ellis with it. Knocked away by Croxford. Gets it back. Ellis drives right side. Gets deep in. Kicks it out to Elwood. Back to Ellis. Ellis will dribble out the left side. Top of the key with it now. Ellis looking for Van Zant. Elwood kicks it left side. Down to Williams. Williams hits it in low. Van Zant spins. Misses the post shot. And Croxford with another rebound. Throws it ahead to Hatch. Hatch takes it in strong. Lays it up. No good. A little bit of contact. No call there. Nice try by Hannah Hatch, though. Not happy with herself for missing, but that was a great effort on that one. She had to fight through a little contact to try to get that shot off. Ellis, Croxford on her. More pressure on Morgan now with Keeley out of the game. Pick it up on the defensive end. They go down low to Van Zant. She turns on the baseline and misses. Rosenbaum with the rebound. Outlet to Croxford. Croxford brings it up the left side. Crosses over. Now goes out and swings it to Williams out on top. Malin for three. Air ball. Missed it right. So the Warriors' shooting woes continue here. 38-37 Warriors. Nobody scored here in the first minute and a half of the fourth quarter. Got to think some of these Spartan girls getting tired. Maybe not Van Zant, but Ellis and Williams. We've got a timeout taken by Sheridan, by Bob Bennett. It's going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a break also. 38-37 Warriors, 6:13 left to go in the fourth quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville. Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. 6:13 left to go in the fourth quarter here. Warriors nursing a one-point lead, 38-37. Four team fouls on the Spartans, just one on the Warriors, but Keely Graham out with a sprained ankle. She went down hard in a lot of pain and is sitting at the end of the bench with ice on it now. And so I think we've seen the end of Keely tonight. Tough loss for the Warriors, as she is the engine that makes this defense go. Makes so many good things happen on both ends of the floor, but especially defensively. Plummer now with the task of taking on Van Zant. Plummer quick, not quite as strong as Keeley. She'll have her work cut out for her here. Paulk gets it to Elwood. Elbow jumper, no good. Van Zant with the rebound inside, misses a shot. Paulk with it, traveled, got away with it out to Williams. Foul line jumper, no good. Croxford battling, the ball knocked out of her hands. Oh, and they're going to give it to the Spartans. Clearly that ball went out off of Ellis as she ripped it out of Croxford's hands. Morgan looking a little tired. She's not going to get a break the rest of the way in this one, I don't think. Ellis looking for Van Zant, being very physical with Plummer down there. Elwood with it out top, back to Ellis. They're just trying to get Van Zant curling to the basket over and over and over again. They just keep rubbing her through there. Plummer doing a good job, a little help defense from Rosenbaum. Paulk takes a 15-footer, no good. Van Zant over the back of Plummer, gets away with it. And then draws the foul on Plummer. She puts it back up. Plummer had inside position, came over the back, and there was no call by the official. 5:30 left to go in the fourth quarter. Terrible no call there by the official. And then Plummer ends up picking up the foul when Van Zant gets the rebound over her back and then goes back up as Plummer's still trying to figure out how she ended up with the ball. Van Zant airballs the first one to the right. She'll have one more. She has 13 in the game. Second one. Bends her knees deep, puts it up, and rattles it around and in. She hasn't made one free throw yet that's gone in cleanly. She is 2 out of 6 from the line, and the two that went in bounced around and rolled in. Croxford swings it to Hatch. Tie game at 38. Croxford back out on top to Williams. Fakes the three, drives left, bounce pass to Rosenbaum. Her pass picked off by Van Zant. Rosenbaum not looking to do anything offensively with the ball, and that ends up causing a turnover because Van Zant, just reading the passing lane, takes it down for the lay-in. Van Zant now with 14-16 in the game. Hatch, right corner, back to Croxford. Cross court to Williams, lays it up. She's fouled. She'll go to the line for two. I think that might be Van Zandt coming down with her foul there. We'll see. It is. She's not happy. That's her third. 15 foul on the Spartans. Williams, 0 for, is 1 for 4 from the foul line so far tonight. First one. Rattles it around and gets it to drop. Williams with 10 in the game now. Rosenbaum out. Knuth in. Reg going to go talk to Kaya. Telling her to sit down. He wants to visit with her. And I know what it's about. Second one, perfect by Williams. What it's about is she caught the ball in the high post, never squared up to the basket, was no threat, and just looking to pass immediately made it easy for Van Zandt to read that passing lane. Van Zandt with it on the right angle, extended, looking for cutters, nothing there. Now goes in the corner to Ellis. Van Zandt working off of screens up high. Good job by Plummer. Ball knocked out of bounds by Croxford. Van Zandt just getting little rub screens here and there, and she is just trying to beat Plummer to death off of those screens. Plummer really having to work hard, but doing a great job so far. Ball inside to Polk. Hit her in the mouth. She caught it anyway. Tough kid. Played through it. Got the ball to Van Zandt. Van Zandt, Plummer on her out on top. Now to Williams. Williams with Hatch guarding her. Mariah gives it to Elwood. Elwood traveled, got away with it out to Van Zandt for three, no good. And the rebound off of Ellis's hands on the weak side and out of bounds. Croxford mistimed her jump, didn't box out. Wasn't able to corral that rebound, but neither could Ellis. 40-40 as we come up on 4 minutes to go here in the game. At least in regulation. Croxford, Williams play catch out top. Croxford. On the right angle with it, down in the corner to Hatch. Puts up a three from there. Looks, it is! Hatch buries the three-pointer. Her first of the game, and Williams steals the inbound to Hatch. Hatch back to Williams. Williams, 15-footer, no good. Croxford, Knuth, Knuth with it. Back out to Croxford, and Van Zandt with a steal in the open floor, working against Plummer. Puts it up and in. Oh, my goodness, Ronnie Van Zandt cuts the lead back, 43-42. Her athleticism is just amazing out there. Hatch, corner three again, misses this one. Weak side rebound, Van Zandt. Who else? Pushes it hard up the floor. Splits the defense up with the left hand, misses this one. Croxford took away the right hand. Williams with the rebound to Croxford. Croxford wheeling and dealing up the middle of the floor. Dribbles all the way down to the baseline. Bounce pass to Knuth. Knuth can't get it off. Kicks it out to Plummer. Three-pointer. They're going to get three in the key on Knuth. She never got out of the key. 3:06 to go, fourth quarter. Need better court awareness out of these Warriors. 43-42, Amity lead. Got their hands full with the 30th-ranked Spartans tonight. Spartans have been dynamic. Van Zandt and Williams from the field. Van Zandt everywhere, really. Elwood trying to get it inside to Van Zandt. She's posting on Plummer down low. Williams with it. Now she gets it to a popping out Van Zandt. Van Zandt. Got to be exhausted. I don't care how good an athlete you are. The way she plays the game, she's got to be tired. She pops out to the high post, catches it on the left angle. Left elbow, I should say. Drives, and a reach-in foul, I think, on Williams. Van Zandt so quick on that first step. Hands on her hips on the baseline, and she's fouled on the drive. Williams with the foul, third team foul on the Warriors. First foul on Mei Lin today. Van Zandt, just a warrior out there. Fun watching her and Keeley go at it. Now her and Alyssa. Van Zandt gives it to Ellis. Now works off the ball. Ellis on Croxford. Croxford looking for an opportunity to steal. Ellis works right, protecting the ball, and gets a five-second call. Never gave it up. Morgan played good fundamental defense, didn't reach, stayed in front of her, and a five-second call. The turnover against Ellis. Warrior basketball. Croxford with it. She walks it up slow. 2:10 to go. Croxford crosses over, gets in the lane, and her pass knocked away and out of bounds on the baseline. Warriors will inbound left side of the key. They're going to box it up here. Knuth and Hatch down low. Williams and Plummer up top. Go to Knuth in the left corner. Now to Williams. Williams starts to drive. Bounce pass to Croxford in the left corner. She'll slow it down back out to Williams. Now to Knuth. Knuth Throws it in the corner to Croxford. Has to save it back. Athletic play there by Morgan to save it back to Maylin. Kendra with it. Swings it to Morgan. 1:45 to go in the game. Knuth misses the jumper. Chases down her own rebound. Puts up a little 8-footer on the baseline. Misses that. Plummer with the rebound inside. Reg wants a timeout. Morgan got the timeout called. She saw what was going on there. 30-second timeout called by the Warriors. 1:35 left to go in the fourth quarter. 43-42. Amity with a one-point lead. Knuth, two good looks there. One from about 18 feet and then one from about 10 feet on the baseline. Couldn't get either one to drop. Warriors with three team fouls. Sheridan with five. Warriors will have the ball on the baseline, left side of the key. Warriors break out of the huddle. It's Husky, Hatch, Plummer, Williams, and Croxford on the floor for the Warriors. No Keely Graham here after spraining her ankle in the third quarter. Tough loss for the Warriors. Warriors line it up across the foul line. Croxford will inbound it out to Williams. Williams, top of the key three-pointer. No good. And Polk ties up with Hatch or with Husky inside. Alternating possession will go to Sheridan. A minute 30 to go in the game. That's a good look for Williams out top. Van Zandt brings it up. She's a little wild with the ball. Penetrates in on the right side. Gets in very deep. Plummer playing good defense and a double dribble on Van Zandt. Plummer cutting her off on the baseline. Van Zandt got too deep and then double dribbled. And Bennett wants a timeout. It's going to be a 30 second, so we will stay right here. Warrior basketball, ever exciting. These girls find a way to make every game an exciting game, whether it should be a close game or not. But one way or another, it seems like these Warriors find themselves in a battle. Tonight, with good shooting by Mariah Williams in the first half. She had three threes in the first half and then one in the third quarter. She has 14 points in the game. Ronnie Van Zandt had 11 in the first half. She's got 7 in this half, so 18 in the game for the senior guard. And she causes a lot of problems on the floor. She's a heck of a defender. Warriors get it into Plummer. Should have been a foul there. No call. Plummer backs it out, slows it down, gives it to Morgan. Croxford with 1:15. Warriors up one. Swing it to Williams. Back to Croxford. Boy, the Warriors don't want to try to win this at the foul line. I'll tell you that. That has not been their forte this year. Five team fouls against Sheridan as the Warriors work the ball around. Croxford with it under a minute now. Down in the corner to Hatch. Hatch trapped down there. Puts the ball on the floor and gets tied up. So it'll be Warrior basketball in the alternating possession. You don't want to dribble through the double team, and that's what Reg is telling her. When that double team comes, you can't dribble through that. That's how you turn the ball over if you're not careful. 53.3 seconds left to go. Hatch, right corner three. No good. Inside ball tipped out. Should be Warrior basketball, and is. Off of, I think, Elwood down there. Warriors get it into Plummer. Plummer, 48 seconds now. Williams out on top with it. Swings it to Husky. Back to Williams. Williams, the one they'd like to go to the foul line, I think. She or Hatch. Williams swings it over to Croxford. 35 seconds now. Warriors got to take care of this basketball. Husky with a little bit of a drive down in the corner to Hatch. Swings it out quickly to Williams. Almost stolen. Back to Hatch. Williams throws it away. She thought Hannah was cutting baseline. She led her too much. So Sheridan with the ball. Warriors are up one. They get it into Polk. Polk to Van Zandt. Van Zandt drives, gets in deep, nowhere to go, and she is tied up! Husky with the reach in and the tie up. So Sheridan will get the ball out of bounds. They'll take it on the baseline, left side of the key. Great defense there by Plummer to cut off Van Zandt and then Husky to tie her up. Ellis with it. They're going to go to Van Zandt. You can almost count on it. Now they get it to her. 13 seconds. Swings it to Williams. Williams drives left, pulls up, takes the jumper, no good. Croxford with a rebound. Croxford in the open floor, 5 seconds, four, still dribbling. Nobody can reach her, one, they foul her with 0.7 seconds left to go. Morgan Croxford, and they're going to call that an intentional foul, which will put Morgan on the line as she was just wrapped up by Ellis. Ellis grabbed her around the waist to foul her. I don't know if I like that as an intentional foul call, but that'll probably about do it. 0.7 seconds left. Croxford, we're going to have a timeout taken by Bob Bennett and the Sheridan Spartans. The Warriors look like they may escape with this one, folks. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a quick break and be back with the conclusion of this one. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Sorry about that, folks. Croxford will have two free throws. After the intentional foul, the Warriors will get the ball. First one she misses. She'll have one more chance to make it a two-point game, and she misses them both. So what else is new for the Warriors from the foul line? Maylin Williams hit her last three out of six from the line. 50% is pretty good for the Warriors. Plummer's 1-for-2, Hatches 1-for-2, and Croxford's 0-for-4. So the Warriors will inbound. There's 0.7 seconds. All they have to do is get this in. And there it is. And that'll do it, folks. Final score. Amity gets out of here with a 43-42 win. Both teams scoring just 5 points in the fourth quarter of this game. A little ugly as the game went on. Each quarter became lower scoring as we went. But final score, Amity 43, Sheridan 42. Van Zandt leading the way for Sheridan with 16. Williams with 14. Ellis 4, Polk 4, and McCarrigan 2. For the Warriors, balanced scoring tonight. Hatch with 12 points. Keely Graham with 10, all in the first, I think all of those in the first half. Williams with 11. Croxford with 5. Plummer 1, Husky 2, and Rosenbaum 2. All right, that's it for girls basketball tonight. Boys basketball to follow here. We've got 15 minutes on the clock. We'll be back in about 10 minutes to get this game set up for you. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be back in a few minutes.